Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio presents nothing.
Are we on the air?
Everyone?
No music. No intro. No headset. No Eastern Conference clinching. No nothing.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Where the hell's the theme? Oh, boy. I'll have to find it because that theme gets me all psyched. What do we got? We got it on tap here? What do we got on tap at this bar?
Thanks again, Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This
is our theme song.
It's the underground theme?
Yeah.
I don't even see it on the switchboard. What the hell is that?
I don't either. Our theme is gone.
Somebody has stolen our theme, those bastards.
Sabotage. Here.
Sabotage. We'll stop with that. It's more like this, Jim. It's more like this, my friend. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Blue Shirt Underground Radio with your host, Jim Schmiedeberg and Edward F. Guy. All right, enough of that. There's your theme. You wanted a theme? You got an intro? Say hello, everybody.
Now it's time for everybody's favorite segment. What's
Blue? There it is.
Blue Shirt Underground, motherfucker!
Get the S Arranger back. Get the S Arranger back.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, reports the critical thinking hanger. Ranger fans, reports the critical thinking hanger.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. Good night, everybody.
Why do you mean good night? If the party's just starting, I see Blog Talk Radio killed 3 minutes of the first 3 minutes of the show with their technical buffoonery. Look at this. Look at this sparse crowd in the chat room. They lose one game, and where everybody ready to hit, Jim?
Yeah, where
How
is
are
everybody?
You? Yeah. How are you tonight?
I'm pissed. My headset's broken. It's going to throw me off all night long now. I'm going to sound like Mandar all night long.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Delzato sucks.
Number four.
Stop it. He's a mediocre defenseman. Good evening, gentlemen. Did you watch The Odd Couple this week? Good evening.
Listen, very good. Imitation of one Mandar. Let me start this by saying, this is any indication of where the Ranger fan is at after a loss, a lackluster loss maybe, to the Bruins. I don't want you. We don't want you. We're not fair weather fans. So we didn't clinch. What are you going to do? Move on. MoveOn.org. And so, Jim, you're pissed. I'm excited. I'm sorry you're having technical difficulties. I know that can throw you off. You know me. I'm Mr. You know, play school modem that I got. That thing's cutting out every 30 seconds.
Well, you know, the other thing is I'm used to having my headset on. So, you know, when I have my headset on, I know how loud to talk and how loud not to talk. I know how everything's supposed to sound in my ears. So now without my headset, I've got to listen to it through my computer speakers. I have the urge to get too close to the microphone to talk. This sucks. Sorry.
Well, you sound good.
Oh, well, thank you.
If you sound sucky, the chat room will tell you you're terrible. And I'm certainly going to tell you you're terrible. And but you're so far. It sounds good from where I'm sitting.
Every week after the show, he calls me, Jim, that was just terrible.
You always talk me down. I'm like, boy, that was bad. You're like, no, it sounded good when I listened back to it. Jim is always the voice of encouragement. Now,
Jim?
Oh, I still didn't do that. I have to get that. Wednesday, I got that. Jim? Jim? In order for an old tenor to be lucky, I mean good, he's got to be lucky. And Hardy asked him, was lucky or something like that. How does that go again?
Jim? Yep. For a goal? Jim?
Yep?
For a goaltender to be good, he has to be lucky. And that time, Hardy Astrom was lucky. Jim? Jim?
Where's your headset, Jim?
For a broadcaster to be lucky, he's got to have a headset. And that time, Hardy Astrom had no headset.
So,
we done yet? No, I'm just kidding.
We are not done by a long shot. First of all, what a weekend. What a weekend. Now, let's talk about the Bruin game. I thought the Rangers came out phantasmo in the first period. In a way, I thought they probably should have had more goals. But it did not come to pass, as they say. I thought they came out exactly the way you wanted them to. Gabbert was all over the place. He gets a goal, his 40th goal. Rangers are buzzing. Richards looks good. Callahan. Then the roof caved in the second period. And then there was no offense. What are you doing over there?
What am I doing?
Yeah, I thought I heard harmonica. Are you playing the harmonica? Are you in the Harmonicats now?
Playing the Travis harmonica?
The Travis harmonica?
No, that's not me.
Am I going to be dealing with a... kind of a hostile co-host during this
a diva? No, I'll be fine. Actually, can you give me 1 second? I'm gonna find myself a pair of headphones. Give me a second, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, when Jim is away, I guess I'll talk about my weekend besides the Ranger game. I was up in Garfield, New Jersey. That's right. I'm making personal appearances, folks. I'm up there, and yes. Some fans actually showed up. All two of them. And I have to say, I'm a little disappointed because I heard you people from New Jersey come out. I didn't get Newman to come out and see me. Not that I would have let them, let him in the door, but still. But I got to talk a lot of Ranger hockey with a lot of different people. The two people who did come down were... Dan Cotter, also known as the Master of Brutality. Me and him talked it up. You may see the picture on Facebook. And Craig Dolanek. Craig is not a member in the chat room, but a guy who listens to the podcast. And Jim, are you back yet?
I am back.
It was Sunday.
Much better.
Oh, yeah, you sound much better.
Well, I found a headset and I plugged it in. So at least I can... You know what it is? I had to have my speakers turned up really loud. I like hearing you in my ear. It's just makes things better. It's soothing.
Yes. Anyway, I got to say, Jim, I'm talking about the whole, you know, card show thing and Bleacher Underground Radio thing. That, you know, it wasn't really a thing for Bleacher Underground Radio. It was kind of a side project. But Dan was up there, Craig Dolanek, who listens to the podcast, who doesn't come in the chat room, but he's telling me he's laughing on transatlantic flights, like going to London at Frankie. And Frankie, you know, like, cracking up in first class, and people are like, what is this lunatic? So this show is somehow entertaining people. I don't know how it is with all the mic problems and me with my modem problems.
Anthemov.
Yes, that's apparently cracking thousands of people up. It was this past Sunday, Jay. I was in Dale Wifey, another guy who's burning up, who had a career season this year. We really miss him. People, I got a lot of things about the Rangers from people who don't listen to this show, which I want to throw out there to you, Jim. People, I feel like the older people, I'd say, when I say older, I mean the over 50 crowd, are very pessimistic about the New York Rangers' chances in the playoffs. They feel they've seen this story before, and it always ends in failure. And I tried to hip them up to the fact that you haven't seen this before, because the Rangers, what is this, the third best team they've ever put on the ice point-wise? So you haven't seen this before. But no, they wanted to go. They were holding their ground and their negativity, and then that's when I started going a little crazy. Start hitting him in the head with the sign. Listen, you got to get with it. We have 107 points here. What do you want? If you can't enjoy this season, what season are you going to enjoy?
Ow!
For crying out loud. And I got that same Pittsburgh Penguin junk. Oh, I fear the Penguins. I don't fear the Penguins. What's the fear? I'm not fearing them. They're still stuck at 102 points. That's right, folks. You know, even with all those forwards, I don't care. So give it a break. Everybody just calm down, these people. So I got to talk to the layman fans. Here we have the more educated fans who are on board with this whole positivity vibe that we've been shoving down people's throats. So, well, what's been happening on your end?
Well, my headset's broken.
Oh, God. Are we going to hear about this all night? I'm going to go.
You go now. You go. You've been here.
You're going to talk about this headset all night.
No, I was just making a joke.
Oh, God.
I'm glad to hear the hockey card thing went well. I saw the picture of you. There were hundreds of our listeners and fans that showed up, right? There was a throng. There was a traffic jam in Garfield, I heard. The roads were shut down. Police had to be called. What?
Two people. Didn't you hear me? Two ghosts.
What?
Oh, well, I guess everybody had something to do on a overcast Sunday afternoon.
What?
Where were you? I know you people weren't jogging.
I know you weren't at church.
Well, we know nobody was at church is in this show.
Where were you? You make like three personal appearances a year. I make none. Where the hell are all of you?
You know what? I thought Jersey was a class operation. Here out in Long Island, it's third rate. There's just no doubt about it. I'm in Jersey, and the people there were fantastic. But my peeps, I'm telling them. Jim, I'm telling the guy before the show, this guy Gary who runs the show. Oh, you're going to get a lot of foot traffic from my peeps. They're going to be showing. I'm expecting 30, 40, 2.
I mean, you know, Eddie gets up. His driver comes to the house, drives him all the way to Garfield. The red carpet's out. The crowd control ropes are up. You know, the paparazzi were there. Eddie gets out to greet his listeners. Nothing. I'm
Anthemov.
Exactly. Thank you, Frankie.
Now Frankie would have been there.
That's right. To tell you all about trade Matt Punk.
I mean, me and Dan and Craig, all we did was talk about Frankie. Frankie should have his own show. People love him. But I have to say, though, I sold a lot of cards. I mean, I sold Rangers exclusively. I had some Devils, Adam Henrique, and Larson's. I won't sell Brodeur's. And I won't sell Islanders. And I had some Flyers. And Vince is talking about Hagelin. I sold three of his rookie cards for $25 a piece. That's what they're booking for. Right off the bat. Just came out. His first card just came out in Upper Deck. So I'd say I made, before, you know, expenses and the tables, I made about $400 there.
Hagelin.
So, Hagelin is a hot card.
Ryan
was very hot.
Hagelin.
You know, there was a Capitals fan there, too. That's right. Dan's right. It was, you dismiss, like, I don't know in person whether you would act like this, but remember when we had the Pittsburgh guy on and you were like, you give him the business. I like to talk hockey. It's just, you know, I don't want to bark with the guy, you know. I like to find out what's going on in their heads.
Not me.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, so, not interested.
We don't care.
We don't care.
You don't care what's going on in his head for.
Well, I don't want to find out what he thinks about his team.
I don't care.
You know, because a lot of them are like us. There are some fans that do view their team like realistically and not like, you know, I was asking him about Ovechkin and it wasn't like, Ovechkin's the greatest. He was like, you know, people are learning how to shut him down, you know, this and that. And he's getting hot now, but where was he? You know, he was critical of his own team. That's what I mean. Some people can be over the top. Anyway, so did you watch this Bruin debacle Sunday?
Yeah. Of course. Had company over the house. Now, I had my friend Chuck and his wife and their kids here watching the game, right? Now, Chuck's a big Ranger fan. His wife is slowly starting to get into it. So I would say that she's she likes the Rangers. She likes to see them win. She went to the game with us when they came here in Phoenix. She's starting to get into it. 10 minutes into the game, you know what she says to me? Who keeps doing that annoying fucking whistling?
Oh, they started early, too.
What's the purpose of that? It's annoying. Did that guy go there just to whistle? That's what she said to me.
Exactly.
And I am blaming that loss.
1 minute into the game and then 3 minutes into the game.
I am blaming that loss on the guy who did this all game long. Some moron up in the 400 section all game long. Did you hear it? Yeah, how could you not hear it?
Yes, I kept hearing that.
Some people tried to say it was Tim Thomas, but it wasn't. It was some jack off in the 400s banging on the railing. I was getting intel on Twitter from people at the game.
Newman.
No, it wasn't Newman either. I blame it on him. He distracted me. He distracted the team. He took away our focus, and we lost. That's why Henrik gave up that second goal, that bad goal. He distracted Girardi. Girardi made the bad pass, and then he distracted Henrik. The whole thing, the whole sequence, it's all his fault. So I hope you're fucking happy, Mr. Banger. Mr. L, put me on TV. I'm banging the railing. Look how much I love my team. I bang the railing.
Mom, I'm on TV. Can you hear my noise? Fucking asshole.
I'm on TV. Can you hear me? I'm up in the 400s. Sitting next to the guy going,
I can't even do it either.
Andrew Cogliano.
Frankie's Express, ladies and gentlemen. Did you not notice that Frankie's Express banner hanging up at the boys' club? That was awesome. I loved it.
I'm on TV. Look at me. Hey, put it on my Facebook. Somebody tweet about me.
Banging on the rim.
I'm from New York.
Pot fan sucks. Thunder sticks. Air horn at Capitals games. You are the biggest fucking assholes in sports fandom. All of you. Bang on the glass. Oh, they're going to hear me. And the guy at the baseball game that goes behind home plate and waves while he's on the phone. Is everybody watching me on TV? Are you watching me on Sports New York? Look, I'm in Port St. Lucie. I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
At least bring a gong.
What if people were trying to become part of the game? Why was that guy banging? If I would have been in that section, like, hey, douche nozzle, pipe down.
I tweeted yesterday, I usually don't advocate fan violence, but whoever's banging that metal pipe needs to be bludgeoned. Bludgeoned. Like, if you read the comics, Beetle Bailey, what Sergeant Snorkel used to do to him, he used to leave him in that crumpled heap with the dust flying off of him. That's how he should have looked. Like I said, at least bring a gong to the game. I mean, you know, that'd be... Rangers are coming down ice. And...
We'd like to go back.
But the whole game. People were trying to tell me it was Tim Thomas, but it definitely wasn't Tim Thomas. It was some asshole in the 400 sections. I don't know how people didn't get after him about it. Were they too busy going for pizza and nachos and complaining about Delzato?
How's he complain about Delzato? What, is he going to get 2 goals a game?
Oh, Delzato sucks. He's terrible. Oh,
get out of here. These people are driving me nuts.
From now on, you know what? That's going to become the new catchphrase here. From now on, if you call in 646-478-4692, before you hang up the phone, I just want you to say Delzato sucks and hang up. Instead of F Jackie, remember F Jackie or F this one? Delzato sucks, and then you hang up.
Oh, Dan, starting me with the Artie is worthless. Artie, yes, the other Artie. No, you still got an Artie is worthless. Don't even start me with Artie.
Artie Lang?
No. Antimoff.
Artisimoff?
You know who might be worthless?
John Mitchell?
Yeah, the relevance of him.
Stump
Zero.
Mitchell?
Wikipedia?
It's Casey Wellman, Tom. I got news for you. I'd rather see that dude up than Mitchell because I think he's stale. He's freaking stale.
At this point, I'm going to use your term, your favorite term. What does he do?
What does he do? Justin said Johnny fucking Malkin. Joni Mitchell. I don't know what you do, Joni.
Joni Mitchell. Johnny Cakes.
Johnny Cakes. I don't know what's going on with you. God,
well,
I was going to say, you're in that Tortorella circle of truth. He doesn't let anybody in, even if you stink.
And he doesn't let anybody out.
You don't let anybody out. Like
even if you stink.
He doesn't care if you stink. As long as he knows you. You're a made man. You're made.
And Brian Boyle's march to the Art Ross Trophy took a bit of a hit a bit of a speed bump yesterday.
Yeah, well.
Sniper extraordinaire.
I also have to say this. You know what really pissed me off in that Boston game, amongst other things? But, I mean, the audacity. The absolute audacity of Mike Sullivan drawing up a play for the Rangers when they called the timeout for the final, like, minute of the game with the goalie pulled. This guy can't even get our power play for 80 games or so straightened out. Well, like the worst power. Now all of a sudden he's Einstein. He's there. Go. You go here. You go there. You go over here. All right. You position over here. And then they win the faceoff, and then everybody just stands around the perimeter. What is going on?
He's Mr. Whoopi with that board.
Yeah. What was that board called? The three-dimensional wonder board or something like that?
I don't know what he called it, but. That's his new nickname, Mr. Whoopi.
Mr. Whoopi. How the hell are they going to do something with a man advantage when they can't even do it for 2 minutes? And with a goalie. They got to find somebody. Is Tim Kerr available for next year? Can Tortorella shed one of his trust issues and get a coach in there that can do the power play? Oy. Moisha, Moisha. They're killing me. I don't know what the hell Sullivan's doing on there. Jesus. And he ain't Mr. He ain't Mr. Sunshine either. He can be good cop and bad cop. It's just bad cop. Evil cop and bad cop. Yeah, Mr. French is right. No offense to our Asian listeners, but he was diagramming a Chinese fire drill.
Oh, you go top a circle.
You go top circle. Or you got a. How could that not be offensive if you think about it? Well, for you young, older folks, it was like the Keystone Cops out there. Man, that's a little old reference. I'm even going to get that anymore.
Laurel and Hardy.
Whoa, Lordy. So,
Oh, Lordy, I never roams again.
Yeah, it was.
My thoughts on the game. First 10 minutes, I thought, they controlled the play. They controlled the emotion. They were hitting everything in sight. Mike Rupp threw a hit a few minutes into the game. I thought the boards were going to bend and break. I've never seen anybody hit the boards so hard in my life. They buckled. I really thought they were going to break. And then they got the goal, and I thought, here we go. We're going to win this game 5-6-0. Get your popcorn ready. And then that was it. After they scored, they're the only team I know that scores a goal and gives away the momentum when they do it.
Yeah, that's a weird dichotomy of that happens. I don't know. I felt good after the first period. I felt sick after the second. And then I just felt blasé in the third. I thought they would come up with another goal. I am not convinced that Tim Thomas is a good goalie. I don't care how many Stanley Cups. He's very unorthodox. He's coming out of the net. He looks like he can be had. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Everybody's playing the I miss you guy. I miss you game. They miss Zuccarello. Well, guess what? He's going to be hurt. They're missing Sauer. Michael Sauer is a, I don't know where he thinks he is. I think he's an airplane pilot at this point. I don't know what's going on with him.
Frank and Beans!
Yeah, I mean, they don't give me any updates. They don't give me any updates about Michael Sauer.
Who?
Who? He might be an Al-Qaeda for all we know.
He's in Pakistan in a cave.
Yeah, I mean, that really.
You're going to have to send Navy SEALs in if you ever want Michael Sauer to play.
That's right.
Now.
I don't know what's going on. What's the deal? It's a 2-2 in a game, but I have no idea what the game. And what was up with Tim Thomas and those hockey pants?
Yeah, what was he wearing? Cooperalls?
Yeah. I mean, really, 1980 called. They want their Cooperalls back.
Chris Katsopoulos called. He wants his pants back.
Totsy wants his pants back from the whale.
Phil Peters wants his pants back.
Ugh. What a loser.
Pete Peters, excuse me.
I don't like him, Tim Thomas.
No, I don't like anybody on that team.
And you're right. I should become more hostile. It's the playoff time.
Yeah, this is no time to be nice.
All right. Speaking of which.
We're at war.
Well, I was about to go into my routine, but I see we got some callers. You want to get to the calls before I do my bit?
Who's gay, Bella? Bella's telling me somebody's gay. Yeah, you want to get through these callers?
Yeah, let's go.
You got a bit?
Yeah, I was gonna.
Yeah, we love bits. All right.
I start. Go into my routine.
623-313, you're on Blue Shirt Underground. Turn your speakers down. Hello?
Huh?
All right.
623, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Oh, hey. What's up, Jim? Eddie?
How are you, my friend?
What's up?
Is this Justin?
Yeah.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah, fuck the Bruins.
All right. You
no, they got fucking. They're a bunch of lucky fucks. I mean, what, we hit the post, missed a goal by fucking 4 inches. Thomas comes 10 feet out of the net, plays the puck like a fucking idiot. Yeah, they got lucky.
He's very unorthodox. Like, he does some stupid ass stuff. I don't know how he's successful.
Oh, the lights must have blinded him. He couldn't see the puck, so he just decided to run after it.
Mario Morgado told me, Mario, who's a listener to the show and in the chat room, told me he was in at the Garden at the game chanting, "Can you see us?" But he couldn't get it going as far as a man here, but I thought that was kind of funny. You know, him with the lights and all.
That guy in the 400s, dinging on the fucking post, I wanted to shoot him in the face.
Well, we don't advocate violence, as Jim said. That guy needed to be hurt. Let's put it that way. I don't know what's going on with the people, but I just can't wait for the playoffs. But go ahead.
It was annoying. I was about to mute my TV. I was like, I couldn't take it.
Now I see Marcy was there, and she was chanting it with Mario. So Marcy, well, you know, when Marcy comes to the chat room, it's a big deal because she's, you know, she's fantastic.
She's the grand dame of the chat room.
The grand dame of the chat room. She's holding court in Madison Square Garden when they play live. And she was really pissed, irked about that loss to the Bruins. But you're right, though, Justin. I mean, they did get some bad breaks. But, you know, I still think they had a shot to win that game. I wish I would have seen more intestinal fortitude in the Rangers in the third period.
They got beat to a lot of pucks. I mean, they really looked – they haven't looked like we've seen them all season. They got beat to so many pucks. The Bruins' forechecking was just eating us up in the first two periods. But we really should have beat them in the third period. I mean, we outshot them, 17-0? Did they even get a shot on goal?
I think it was 15-3.
Wow.
I think, and something like that in the third period.
Either way, they don't scare me. I'm not worried about them. They'll be lucky if they get out of the first round.
Justin, you are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, like I was telling you when I was at this event of mine, people were like, "Oh, I'm afraid of this." What are you afraid of? I tried to talk them, learn them some brains, but they just didn't want to listen. They had the earmuffs on. They had whatever. They went in the cone of silence. They didn't want to hear anything. Bill Maher would say they were in the bubble, and nothing was getting through.
Oh, Artie missed that. Artie missed the goal by what? I mean, a foot, if that?
Yeah.
Not.
Well, he made.
And then
Thomas made one really nice save off of Nisimov as well. I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it might have been. And Boyle hits the crossbar. But.
Now, do you guys know? Because you know, I was, you know, I've been hobnobbing and scurrying from event to event, promotional event. What's the scenario now for the Rangers in order to win this conference?
Oh, they're not winning the conference. That's over.
What?
It's over, Johnny.
They only need 1 point.
Oh, they're not getting that. Unachievable.
Oh God. You guys are such a... I mean, you're harshing my mellow here, man. I mean, you're bringing me down.
Harshing my mellow?
Yeah.
1987?
What?
What is this, 1987?
I don't know. I just, you know what? I'm winging it here. It's like I'm reading from a script. I say stupid things once in a while.
Yeah, they only need 1 point. They just need to get to fucking... overtime. They could have just got one fucking goal.
Well, what do you think? They're not going to get it? I mean, we're not going to get 1 point?
Oh, no. Yeah, I know they are. I just hope we keep winning so we can get the President's Cup. Trophy,
I just
whatever.
Win the conference. If we get the President, that's gravy. But they tied with Vancouver, correct? At 107 points.
I have no idea. I thought we were at 1 point ahead of the Blues.
Right here I have it. I don't know what's happening tonight, but they're tied with 107. St. Louis has 106. Vancouver has 49 wins. We have more regulation wins. Is that the first tiebreaker?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we have regulation and overtime wins. We have 46. They have 42. So we're still in first place, and we're still in first place, damn it, and everything. So what are we worried?
Well, I'm not worried, but I pray to God that we can get rid of fucking Johnny Malkin. He drives me insane.
Enough. Johnny Malkin's got to go.
He's carried that name for how long? Because he thinks he can dangle all over the ice like he's a superstar, but he can't. He just can't do it.
Enough with Joni Mitchell. He's got to be sent down.
Well, I hate to go back to the Buffalo game, but he's the one who decided he was going to deke everybody, gave up the puck, and caused a 4-on-1.
That's true. I mean, I know he's only a fourth liner, but come on, let's get some fresh blood in there. Why do we have to stay with these guys till they're so stale? It even, I mean, they're so bad. I mean, you know, let me just go on a little tangent before you finish your thoughts there. Is that it seems like the Ranger fan is more hip to these guys being bad than the coaching staff sometimes. Like in five games, he'll get that John Mitchell sucks, like game three of the next series. I mean, Joni Mitchell, I mean, I just, enough. Sorry.
I can't watch him anymore. I hope Kreider, I mean, if they win the Frozen Four, you know, fucking great for them.
But
get his ass up here now.
Get it over with already. I want him on a plane in his uniform. I don't care. Just drag him right off the ice. Stick salute the crowd, and then he's immediately whisked to an airplane. Like those people.
He doesn't even.
Like everyone.
He doesn't even need a number. Just get him a blank jersey.
Well, no, they'll have a jersey ready for him when he gets here. But I'm saying, you pull him right off the ice in his Boston College uniform, right on the plane, like on intervention when they got to leave the intervention, and they're right on the plane. No time to think about it. Nothing. He gets right on the plane and right to Madison Square Garden. He does not pass go. He does not collect $200.
You know what? I don't get what's with all the Delzato hate. I mean, come on. The last game, the guy scores two goals, right? Yesterday, he carried the puck through four players, took a slap shot from the point, almost scored. I mean, I thought he played well. I mean, Girardi did make a mistake. You know, I'm not saying Girardi's not good. I love Girardi. He's a great player. But he did make a mistake. He caused that second goal. It was his fault. So, I mean, I thought, yeah.
When you're a defenseman, it happens. The guy had two goals the other night. Nobody was saying anything then.
Exactly. And Stahl's been playing great lately, at least I think.
He's played a lot better.
Been much better, yeah.
Definitely.
That's why I think we're in great position. I was pissed off that we lost because I didn't think we should have lost last night. But I think we'll come out. What do we play tomorrow? We'll come out. I think we'll win.
I think win, take it all. Right? They win, they're in. They win the President's Trophy, right? Is that how it's working?
No, they win the Eastern Conference.
Oh, right, okay.
Still got a little work to do for the president.
If they win the Eastern Conference, so they win, they're in. They're up in Philly. Philly stinks. Well, they got 102 points. Well, they got 5 less points than we do.
All I got to say about Philly is 5-0.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We got their number. We had Boston's number, too, but then they finally won. They were due to get lucky. All right, Justin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very
all right, Justin.
Productive, very entertaining phone call. Thank you so much.
And I will see you Saturday.
Talk to you fellas later.
See you Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
All right.
Say
talk to you later.
Wait. You got to say Delzato sucks.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Hang on. First, I got to say, can't wait. It's in the Bart Scott voice. So picture in your head like Bart Scott was saying it. And then, all right, Delzato sucks. Not really, but he sucks.
All right. Bye, Justin.
See you guys later.
Take care, man.
That's Justin. He lives out here, and he's one of the. He'll be at the Arizona viewing party on Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to that.
Very good for you. Very good for you.
Yep. It's gonna be fun.
Very good.
All right. Now we have a caller. I don't know who this is. Well, I know there's a screen name here. You see this? You looking at the switchboard?
Yes.
All right. We're gonna go with it. Ed Major.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Can I just say fuck Bart Scott and
okay.
Go Giants?
There
anyway.
Hey, Justin's actually a Giants fan, so I'm not sure why he referenced Bart Scott there, but he's a Giants fan.
Yeah, it just took advantage of it. Yeah. Speaking, I remember you, a couple of shows ago, you guys said something about being a Giants and Yankees fan and how we're expected to win.
Right.
Well, yeah, I want to see this team win, you know, because what do they have, like two playoff series wins in the past since 97?
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, I want to see them prevail, obviously, and I do have faith in this team.
Well, I like the way you're thinking there. I think when we what we were talking about is during the regular season, when the Rangers were kind of, you know, were winning and they had a good winning streak, and then they would lose a couple games, people would start to freak out like it was like, you know, you can't win. I mean, they've only lost 22 games this season. I mean, that's, I think, more we're referring to.
Yeah.
As far as going
full,
go ahead.
I think the number one seed here is more of, I just want to see Pittsburgh and Philadelphia beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, I think we all do.
And I obviously don't want to see a number one seed. I don't want to see Pittsburgh at number one and see Washington at number eight, because you know how the NHL is going to jerk off to that Crosby Ovechkin.
Yes, they will. Forget about it.
Yeah. So it's just one. They just need one point to clinch the conference.
Right.
Yes.
So that's good. I mean, to me, you win, you're in. I mean, I know it's simple to simplify it,
Yeah.
Now you mentioned about the whole jerk off between Pittsburgh and Capitals. Maybe you guys, I have a question here. Stamkos now got his 57th and 58th goal tonight. When are they going to ever give him his props, or is it just they're going to stick with Ovechkin and Crosby till they're dead? Because really, they should be showcasing him.
He got the NHL cover, didn't he, on the video game?
Okay.
I don't know.
But a lot of people think Stamkos is a Greek dish out where I am. I have no idea he's even a hockey player. But go ahead. Now, who would you like to see the Rangers play there, Ed?
In the first round?
Yeah.
I would like to get my revenge on Washington for the last two early exits. I went to that game four where the Rangers were winning 3-0, and they you know what happened, right?
Yes. The great Jason fucking Chimera scored in double overtime as we blew the 3-goal lead.
Yeah.
Yes. It was probably in my top five worst Ranger happenings ever.
It was bad. It was it would be cool to clinch the number one seed against the Flyers tomorrow night, and then I guess Penguins and then Washington, because Washington just lost, right? In regulation.
Yes, they lost to Tampa Bay.
I don't know. It's going to be a good time of the year, you know, all that college basketball stuff is put to the side, so now we can get involved in the whole playoffs, because it's the best time.
Did college start? Did college basketball start?
I don't know.
Tonight's the championship, I think.
They had that final thing? Yeah. I don't follow that stuff, so, you know.
Yeah. It gets annoying, everybody with their brackets and shit. But
look at my bracket. I got Gonzaga in the Elite Eight.
Breaks down. Everybody breaks down brackets like, oh, what's your favorite Turkey Hill ice cream?
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Come on, I don't even have to think about it. There's no brackets for ice cream.
Anyway.
I got Duke in the Final Four. Look at me in my bracket.
Upset. what was that?
Michigan State lost to Marquette. My bracket's for shit.
Sorry, Ed. He's on a roll tonight. I think it's that.
I'm glad I got you going.
Wait. This just did.
I had it muted because it was on NBC or Versus or whatever. So, and I was watching WrestleMania, and I was watching both. But what was that with Sam Rosen? I think he used an explanation for a Lundqvist save with X-ray vision.
The other day, Dan was saying that when I met him, and he was making X-ray vision like references for like 5 minutes. What was all that all about?
I have no idea. Was it against the I think it was against the Jets or the Wild, or no?
He's skating off with a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'll.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
I want to hear the X-ray vision one come up.
I'll have
to find that.
All right, listen, Ed, we're going to take some other calls, but thank you for calling in, your first time. And
first time, again. Short time, and Delzato sucks.
There you go.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Now, I got a question for you. You know, I'm glad you brought this up since you want to talk about Sam Rosen. You know this thing?
Drive with block by Kasper's Dogovin.
Dogovin, right? Now, I was watching the Islanders Senators game for a little while yesterday, and Howie Rose pronounced his name Dojavins.
Well, if you play that clip longer, Sam explains why.
Right, but he says it's the American name or something. I think Sam just can't say Dojavin, so he calls him Dogavins.
A dog. They call Bob Bobrovsky Bob. They call Dogavins dog. Sam's lost it.
Last week you said he said he was in mid-season form. You said he was ready. He got it all out of his system.
Well, he's gone from horrible to bad.
Oh, wow. Wowie, wow, wow.
Well, he's all involved in football in the beginning of the season, so he doesn't know anything. He's replaced by Monotone, John Monotone, half the time. What a useless human being.
Is this the thing? Wait.
I believe it was 2-1 was the last score we saw. Penguins have a game in hand on the Rangers, 1 point behind in the standing. Rangers are 2 points behind St. Louis for first overall in the NHL. For the game in hand on the Blues. Blues have played 75, Rangers 74, Pittsburgh 73. Battle for the puck. Callahan comes away with a good play.
And Sam, speaking of college hockey, Boston College beat Air Force tonight, 2-0. Guess who had two goals for Boston College? Both of them.
Chris Kreider.
Wow. Wow.
I would say soon to be a New York Ranger.
Mm.
Wow.
You know, Eddie, speaking of movies. Speaking of college hockey.
Yeah, speaking of college hockey, he was just talking about Pittsburgh. They're only 1 point behind. Wow.
Wow.
That means he had nothing to say. Oh, we got some phone callers tonight. I like that.
Yeah, we got, I believe this is Bella. 631-678.
Yeah, hi. Margaret.
Yeah, how are you, Margaret?
You're not going to like this, Eddie, because it's diametrically... Yes?
Sorry. I didn't realize it was you. I thought it was somebody else. I didn't recognize your number. Hi, Margaret.
Hello. How are you?
How are you, Tanya?
I suck. Eddie's not going to like this, but I got a little Tales from Section 409 to relate to you. Last night, sitting at the game, an older gentleman sitting next to me says, I remember you. You were that woman that was screaming and yelling and berating the players at the Rangers Avalanche game on St. Patrick's Day. He said, I could use a little less of that. You don't need to be doing that. These players have been playing their guts out all year. And that was at the start of last night's game. And then the Rangers proceeded to phone in 30 minutes of that game and lose to Boston, a totally unnecessary loss, did not clinch the playoff spot, the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division, in front of their home fans. And I felt like turning away around to the guy and, I kept my mouth shut for the whole game. I wasn't berating anybody. I wasn't yelling, boil, boil, hands of soil. I was trying to behave myself. But at the end of the day, I'm right, and he's wrong, because it's the same Kool-Aid-drinking people that come into the garden, and they don't get excited about anything. These are the people that are going to be the ones who are affording the tickets, and the people who can't afford the tickets anymore, who really care about what's going on, are the ones that are leaving the building. And I finally turned around to the guy, and I said to him, did you like that performance, mister? Because I certainly didn't.
Well, I think, when you first said I wasn't going to like it, I don't like the fact that someone dictated the way you should act during a game. And I know you were trying to be nice to the gentleman and didn't say anything, but I think me or Jim, being the wise asses that we are, would have turned up the volume even more now that this guy is going to tell me that I can't root against my team, but criticize my team or vent my frustration at the game or the way the effort is. Now,
but let me just say this. When the guy said this, I took a step back and I stepped outside of myself and I said, you know, he's probably right. Right. I mean, I've been known to be obnoxious and loud and obstreperous and all those things that people up in the blue seats sometimes can be. But he was right. But then at the end of the game, I was right too. Because when you see a lackluster performance, you know, when so much is on the line, we live and die with this team. And for them to turn around and put in a performance
now
like
you're
that.
Going to, you're taking the train to Crazyville now. They disappointed you so badly last night by not winning at home. I mean, come on. They got 107 points, Marvin. You tell me that people are drinking the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid, are you one of these paper tiger people? I see those people creeping up. We're a paper tiger.
No. Here it is. When you have a scab and you pick at it and you make it bleed. Now, the New York Rangers as a hockey team have been picking my scab for over 50 years. And they make me bleed, and then I heal. And then they make me bleed again. And they keep sucking you in, and then you're crushed when they're so freaking close. Again, you know, I don't berate the effort that they've put in this year. I just want to know what happens when they get so close and they like you were saying, like one of the other callers was saying, they were getting beaten every puck. Yeah, they were. They were getting beaten every puck. I don't know if to blame this on the guys or blame it on Tortorella, but I saw desperation in the line combinations that he was putting out there last night. It was not a pretty event. It was like they were all running around like chickens with their heads curved. They had played a great first period, and then they come out on the power play, and once again, the power play is AWOL. It's like Jekyll and Hyde. One game it's good, one game it disappears, or two games it disappears. And the caller who said that he doesn't think that, you know, there's a very real possibility they could lose out. They could lose the next three games. I'm not Jimmy the Greek. I couldn't tell you what the odds would be of that happening, but it could happen.
Well, I am not. See, I could see you be disappointed. You probably set yourself up. Rangers are going to win at home and the whole thing. And I agree with you on a lot of points. You know, I would like to have seen a better effort, but they didn't get it. And bottom line is, you know, the playoffs is where it's the bones of the season is going to be made. If the Rangers win the next three, win the President's Trophy, and lose in the first round, the whole season's a disaster as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
you know?
I agree with you there, but you know something? Having taken to the promised land so many times in my life, and you know the years are getting by. You got a little violin music in the background there?
No.
You know. I've gotten to the point where disappointment is hard to take, and I want to see those, you know, I go to that rat hole in Uniondale, and I see all those freaking banners up on that ceiling. God damn it, I want more banners. I want an Eastern Division. I want an Atlantic Division. I want an Eastern Conference banner. You know something? What are the odds of making it to the Stanley Cup Final and winning the Stanley Cup? Pretty large. And I'll take whatever I can get at this point.
I'm still confident all two of those things will happen. A President's Trophy event. And listen, they outshot them 19-3 in the third period. You don't think there was a desperation on the Rangers' part? You didn't see that?
You don't fall asleep for 30 minutes. I'm sorry. You can't do that. You have to put, you know, you have to keep going. You got to... When they're going, you know, all every freaking cliche you want, they're going, get tough, the tough get going, and, you know, just suck it up and get it done. And last night I wasn't seeing that, and there are people on that team that disappear at the worst possible time.
Uh, Okay. Well, I'm glad we gave you this opportunity to vent.
Thank you.
I feel your pain. I think we all have the same scab, but not maybe as long as you have. But
That's not an old joke. I'll find. I readily admit it. I'm up there. I'm not quite.
No,
as old
I'm
as
just it. Saying. Listen, I think the longer fan you are, the more you're entitled to be pissed off. But you've seen more craziness and letdowns than any of us. That's a badge of honor.
Gresham and I are the same age, so it's really hard, to come through and so many times almost get there and then, just missed. And I don't want them to – I like these kids. I don't want them to miss the bus. And as I said, I don't care about the President's Trophy. I really don't. I just want to be better than the Atlantic Division, and I want to be better than the Eastern Conference. I just want to go, yeah, 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 to anybody. I just want to win.
All right, Margaret. Duly noted, and I grant you your wish. And
all right,
I'll
Margaret.
Never roll.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Jim, I see here on I'm looking at the box score. Chad Kolarik was scratched. Is he back with the team?
I have no idea. Back
it says the scratches are Eminger, Scott, Wojwodka, Kolarik, and Zuccarello.
Well, hasn't Kolarik been hurt? Did they ever send him down? Maybe he's just been scratched all year. I don't know.
Okay.
That's possible.
Because the Kolarik intake, I didn't know he was back with the team, but maybe it's just this goofy box score I'm getting.
Could be. 646-478-4692, the number, if you guys want to call in. We'll get back to the calls in just a second. You said you had something, Eddie, that you wanted to...
Yes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to introduce a new bit here. I don't know how it's going to go. Yes, we're flying by the seat of our pants here at this show. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Sergeant Blue Shirt Braggart.
That's right, matey. Sergeant Blue Shirt Braggart.
Everybody in the chat room all at once. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. I was trying to tell you, we couldn't hear a word you were saying.
Oh, well, guess what? We're doing it again. What are we afraid of? Can you hear me now?
Not really. For some reason, you're breaking up over the music.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Can you hear the music?
Barely.
Oh, boy. This live radio is the fucking worst.
I think because it's very hard to talk over the music live.
All right. Well, screw this bit. Let's get back to the phone.
Simon Says Laugh.
I love it.
Oh, wait. Before we get back to the phones,
Justin. 2 minutes of your life ain't worth much. All over my bits.
Did you hear about the Islanders' latest promotion that they did yesterday?
No, I don't know.
All right, get this. Have lunch at the Islanders game on Rick DiPietro. DP to buy the first. What's that?
Physically, you're going to have.
No. That was the headline. Have lunch at the Islanders game on Rick DiPietro. DP to buy the first 5,000 fans at April 1st, Fan Appreciation Day, a hot dog and a drink. The first 5,000 fans. So, in other words, he only had to buy about 2,500 fans lunch. Fan Appreciation Day on April 1st is all about giving back to the loyal fans in blue and orange sweaters and black, night in and night out when they turn out to support their team. Islanders goaltender Rick DiPietro wanted to get involved, and he is taking a unique approach to honoring the fans. The first 5,000 fans at Sunday's game will receive a hot dog and a small fountain drink or water, courtesy of DP. It's not that cheap to get a hot dog and a drink. It's not that cheap to get a hot dog and a drink at a game anymore, DiPietro said. I thought I'd try to make the game a little more enjoyable. That's what I'm trying to do. What's that?
The number one draft pick, in the 2000 draft? That's his goal, is to make sure people got hot dogs and soda.
Right. Fans can collect the vouchers for their food from gates 1, 5, 16, and the box office. DiPietro will be on hand to distribute the vouchers and interact with fans as part of Fan Appreciation Day. Vouchers are one per person and can only be redeemed at Sunday's game. Here's my favorite part. It shouldn't be hard to spot number 39, as he'll be meeting fans near gate 10 at the Islanders box office. He'll also be the one in the full body cast. So, yeah, he'll be the one that looks like the guy with the flute on those old American Revolution pictures.
Yeah.
Guy with the flute.
The fife and drum.
Yeah, there you go. I just wanted to show the fans how much I appreciate them and how much I appreciate being a New York Islander. It's just a gesture to show the fans how much I care. That organization has no clue. I mean, this is the guy that represents everything that is wrong with that organization. And they're going to put him out there with the fans?
Imagine they did that with Wayne Redden. They made him give, free fries out or something. How do they do that? Embarrass their players. They're putting them to work some other way.
Make them shovel snow or drive to Zamboni. They got him out there buying hot dogs.
Rick, you really suck. Can I have that voucher still? I guess you got to be nice to him if you want that voucher. Then you hit him.
Yeah. Can I have my hot dog? Yeah, you suck, DiPietro. hey DiPietro, can you hand me that hot dog without breaking something?
Yeah. Ow!
Hey, you didn't get frostbite from handing me the soda, did you? Oh, my God. DiPietro stuck himself in the eye with a spork.
He's down an additional. Well, I guess if you're paying that guy all that escrow, you got to have him do something. But that's humiliating for a player. Come on.
Get out there and sell hot dog.
Should be like Fan Depreciation, the Depreciation Day. DP. Depreciation Day. My friend went to he's a Bruin fan. He went to the Islander Bruin game. Was it Saturday or Friday night?
I don't know. Yeah, him and about 16,000 other Bruins fans from the sound
of it. Yeah, he said it was 90% Bruin fans.
Nice. Well, it's because they didn't have the goaltender outside handing hot dogs out as an incentive to go to the game.
Oh, boy, man. That's just, they always do these cheap, from the cupcake to the tattoo salesman, the tattoo shop they got. They always do this. It really is indicative of Long Island. It's like a carnival over there. It's like not, it's a third rate, like ECA. They're like ECHL, like rent, like an organization.
It's like Bill Veeck is running the team.
Yeah, any gimmick, anything that go. Ah.
I mean, why don't they just put DiPietro in like a dunk tank or dress him up and shoot?
You get hurt. You drown.
I mean, DiPietro's out 6 months. He was handing out hot dogs and French fries, and he got a splinter from the wooden French fry fork.
Islander goaltender Rick DiPietro drowned at the dunk tank tonight at Union Dale Long Island.
Is he wearing more goalie pants? And they don't float. Oh, man.
Yeah, thank God they're going to Quebec. Those idiot Islander fans need to be put out of their misery.
So, yeah, that's the latest from the island.
My Sergeant Blue Shirt Braggart thing went down the tubes, but we were saved by that great article, that press release by the New York Islanders. Wow.
DiPietro. Handing out vouchers. Think about it. You know, I would love to be there and go say, well, let's see. 20 years, no playoffs, lousy hockey. A goaltender was signed for 15 years. Yeah, a hot dog ought to be. That ought to make it even. Yeah, you're right. Half an RC Cola. Yeah, we're even.
I mean, and Margaret thinks she's in Despairville. After they were like, whoa. Marty Biron's, Chad Johnson will be giving you a voucher.
Do you think it's probably like not even like good soda? It's probably like triple cola, or it's remember?
Oh no, not even that. I'll tell you what it is.
it's
like
Brookdale.
That bad. It's like that bad bowling alley soda that you get like. It's like, you know, it comes from like a compressor or something like that. That tastes like the bottom of the. I want to say barrel, but the bottom of the tank, and it's disgusting. That's how that soda tastes.
It's tab.
It tastes like, oh boy, I'm really going to get graphic here. Nah, I'm going to not go there. But yeah, it's disgusting. Come on.
I'm losing you.
You're losing me.
Yeah, your audio's cutting out. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I think it might be your connection. Are you losing your internet again?
I don't know.
Can you guys hear Eddie okay? Tell me in the chat room if you guys can hear Eddie. Oh, they're saying they can hear you.
Yeah, Crystal Pepsi.
That's better. Okay.
Clear Pepsi.
Do you remember, you remember like Brookdale Beverage where you, did your parents ever do that where you took the case of bottles in and then you picked out new ones?
We had
the big plastic case, and you got like birch beer and bubble up and cream soda and grape soda.
Yeah, we had something similar to that here called the Pop Shop, where you would go and you get like Lime Ricky, you get like all these crazy flavors. I was like all into it, and you take the bottles back and you get like a nickel or something.
Right, yeah. Well, they used to have in Bayonne, it was like a beverage house, and you got a crate with all the big bottles. They were probably like quart bottles. And then, you know, you picked out like birch beer, root beer, whatever you wanted, you know, like 12 flavors. You got a full case and you took it home. And when you emptied all the bottles, you brought it back and picked out new ones. And if you broke the bottle, Brookdale, yes, somebody mentioned it. Brookdale. If you broke the bottles, I remember I broke one of the bottles one time. My father got so mad at me because he had to pay for the bottle. So, but yeah, that's what they got DiPietro. He's out there with like, cups of tab.
Oh,
Dixie
God.
Cups. They're probably really shitty hot dogs, too, like Pathmark hot dogs or something.
Those red hot dogs. You see those hot dogs are red? You know what? Those hot dogs, Checkers. They're like red. They're not like, they're like some kind of weird dye he's been putting them or something.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. I don't like them. They look fake.
As a rule,
when
I don't.
When did this become a food critic?
we could also. You can always tell on this show when the Rangers lost the last game before the show, because we tend not to dwell on the game and drift off to other things.
It's true. Ranger HCP said America's Choice. I call it South America's Choice.
All right. You ready to go back to the phones?
Yeah, let's get this show back on.
All right. I think, since we only got 15 minutes to go. I think this is a Skype call or a block number or something. 111. Who's this?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's
me. Hey, what's up?
Hey. Look, fuck Boston. and fuck Tim Thomas. He's a jackass.
Total jackass.
He's a total jackass. I can't stand him. He's an idiot.
Those Cooperalls, those hockey pants.
Yeah, what was that about?
I mean, really? I mean, how about that stash he's got? He's an old man.
I just can't stand him. He's just too smug for me. I can't stand him. Like, how dare you embarrass your entire fan base by making an excuse like the lighting is bad? Are you fucking for real?
Exactly.
I can't stand him.
Did you chant Can You See Us?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I was too busy cheering Doobie on.
Oh, yeah, well. You know, Doobie has been playing good, though, lately.
Yes, he has. He has.
He's really improved his game, I think, coming on at the right time. I mean, did you hear a lot of that last night?
Yeah, it was really loud.
So what do you think, fella? I mean, where are we? Are we? I'm not worried about anything. I'm waiting for the playoffs to begin.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Dubinsky.
Fuck you guys.
Dubinsky.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I mean, I think we're good.
You know, it was funny. You know what was funny about Dubinsky? Because Bill, I gotta say,
Dubinsky,
he does something good, you're like first or second on my list of people who I think of. So I'm at the gym, right? I'm on the treadmill. I know this is hard to believe, but I'm watching the TV on the treadmill, right? And I got it was a replay of the game, and I'm watching the game, and Dubinsky makes a play, but I don't have the audio, so I'm watching it with closed captions.
Mm-hmm.
And they spelled it Dubinsky. So it was almost like Jim was running the closed caption at that point. So I'm glad Doobie's playing well. I'm glad before last night, according to Jim, Ryan Boyle had a great game. But they need...
I just don't understand why there's always somebody to pick on. You know what I mean? Like, I get that guys have bad nights. You know what I mean? Like, they may have a group of bad nights. But as a whole, like, this team is playing good hockey. We're in first place.
Except for Delzato. He sucks.
Yeah, well, Delzato sucks. But what are you going to do?
It's you know what it is? It's a psychological problem with a lot of Ranger fans that there has to be negative stuff. And I don't think this happens with any other franchise as much as it happens with our franchise. There's a faction of fans that just want to be miserable and want to be
Scotty Hockey
whipping boy. They want to have that whipping boy. And to me, there is none on this team, even though Jim may have a thing against Boyle. John Mitchell seems to be the whipping boy of this show.
He's the whipping boy now.
Yeah, he's this week.
You know, but you know what? If it's only the fourth line center, I can deal with it. It's when we're dealing with the one and two defensemen like we haven't, or the number one or two center that we've been dealing with the last couple of years. Everything's good. I mean, everything's good about this season. I'm not – if you can't be happy – I said this at the Sunday thing. If you can't be happy with this team this year, you're never going to be happy.
No. Well, I just say, whatever, we're you know, we're about to get the point because, you know, we're going to whoop the Flyers' ass.
That's right. That's what I like to hear.
I mean, unless the rest from the Winter Classic show up, then we might have an issue.
Ah, they were awful in that game. Maybe Mike Rumpel's score.
And then Lavi, he's on a roll. You know, he just almost got into a fight. So, you know, we might have to watch Torts a little bit. But, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think we'll be good. I you know, I foresee the Rangers winning the conference. President's Trophy, we'll see, you know.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you so much for brightening up our night.
Oh, you're welcome.
Here you go, Bella. Before you go.
Right. Leave my
well,
room.
You know, Bill, I wanted to ask you a question.
What?
The last time you called out, you really have followed Brandon since, you know, his Western Hockey League days.
Right.
What got you into, besides his devastatingly good looks, what got you into following Brandon Dubinsky in the first place?
My brother is in the Army, and he was stationed out in Washington, and we always grew up watching the Rangers. Well, out there, I mean, he's not going to watch the Rangers, so he went to, you know, he got tickets for Winter Hall games, so we went to visit him. That's what we did. Like, that was our thing. And he was just, like, Ranger-style grinder, you know what I mean? Hard worker. He was super nice, you know what I mean? Those guys are always out there signing autographs. And I mean, not that the Rangers don't do it, but it's just a completely different atmosphere. You know, so I don't know. He takes a lot of heat. I don't think they realize what Doobie's game is. And it's, you know, he's making $4 million. Is it too much? I don't know. I don't pay his salary. But if you can make $4 million, are you going to make it? Yeah, we're all going to try to make that much money, you know. I don't know. I think people.
I just wanted to interrupt you for a second. So when he got drafted, you must have been ecstatic.
Oh, my God. I was beside myself.
Now, did you know that the Rangers were considering him, or it was just...
No, like, I got a phone call from my brother. He's like, you're never going to guess what I heard. And I'm like, what? And he's like, guess who I heard is going for Dubinsky. And I'm thinking, like, man, if it's the Flyers, I'm fucking done. You know, and he's like, no. He's like, I heard it was the Rangers. And I was like, oh, my boy's in blue. I'm marrying that boy. I'm marrying him.
That's great.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understand what people, you know, everybody's got their own, you know, their favorites and
you
their
know
opinions.
What, though?
That's fine.
He takes a lot of grilling on this show, but I think when you go to the Garden, not many people, but people still supporting him. He's a guy that endeared himself to a lot of Ranger fans early, and I think they're going to give him a pass for a lackluster year this year. If he does something in the playoffs, it's a clean slate in the playoffs, as far as I'm concerned. Jim's having a lot of fun. He's having a lot of fun.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night.
Bella, thank you for calling, and we will talk to you next time.
All right. Delzato sucks.
There you go.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, all right. What is going on with the switchboard here now? Let me see.
Bobby!
$4 million. There we go. I got the switchboard back.
$4 million.
There it is. All right. About 6 minutes to go. Let's see. The Rangers play the Flyers tomorrow night. Do you want to come back Wednesday for an hour?
Sure.
All right. We'll be on at 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Hopefully, as Eastern Conference champions. All they need is 1 point. Let's see. So we go back to the phone, 646-478-4692. If you guys want to get in before we finish up tonight. Howie, how are you? How are you?
Hence, how are you guys?
Doing good. How's the missus?
We don't care.
She's doing okay. She's upstairs resting. Has a big ice pack on her head. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is that from the surgery or from being married to you?
Both.
Okay. Nice.
Well, I'm glad to hear she's doing.
Yes, glad to hear she's doing well.
That's big time.
Yeah.
So.
Hey. Well, I'll say this: Belzotto sucks. And
well, you know, it's just everybody's so reactionary. I mean, what, Jim? I didn't pick. You know, I'm not on the Twitter, the Twatter, and all that stuff. Where did this? Who was the guy on Delzato? When? Where did you see all this stuff?
Scotty Hockey.
Oh, don't we say even that guy any credence? Guy's a douchebag.
You asked me who, but he's got this whole thing going, and he was on Twitter. He tells people that the Ranger fans are idiots because, and people were getting on him the other night when Delzato scored the two goals, and he said it just makes me even more right. Big deal. He scored two goals against a lousy team. Blah blah blah. So now it's just become like a running joke to, and there's this guy on Twitter who calls himself Shoddy Hockey, Shoddy Hockey, and he's a parody of Scotty, and he's dead on. I mean, the shit that he tweets is hysterical. So to anybody out there that's listening, make sure you follow at Shoddy, Shoddy Hockey. Funny as hell. He even makes fun of the guy's little stupid logo with the South Park character. And he just says, like, all this stupid shit that Scotty would say, only, you know, like, with sarcasm. It's great.
Well, don't you think that basically, and yeah, I know, Howie, you're on Twitter, too. Isn't he just trolling for responses? I mean, he's just a big Twitter troll?
No.
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
He believes these things.
No, yeah. He really believes it. And he'll never admit that he's wrong. Never, ever, ever, ever.
No. It's funny. I'm not during games, though, I don't tweet as much as I used to. I'm more involved in the Facebook groups.
Right, yeah. Greg Jacko has the game threads.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm like, there's multiple groups that are having conversations at the same time. And some of us are going from group to group to group having conversations.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of... I can't multitask. I'm so just focused in on a game and my peanut M&Ms.
What, though, last night? Yeah, it was a letdown, and, you know, Margaret needs to get a grip, but it's only one game. It's one loss. What are you going to do? You know, they played a great first period. The second period wasn't that great, and then the third period, they got 19 shots, but it was like being trapped back to 1993 or something.
Yeah,
it was a test by Boston. They were going to sit on that one goal lead and, you know, set the game back, in my opinion. And what I was trying to figure out was this. I was talking to a guy at work today, and we're both Ranger fans, and we noticed the whole thing with, of course, the asshole clang and the railing. But Tim Thomas, how the hell did he get away with wearing that uniform? All the players, exactly. All the players on the team should be wearing the same stuff, goalies included, as far as what's behind their pads. And I found that a little puzzling. I thought maybe he was violating some uniform regulations.
Told you. I don't know. Did they mention it on the broadcast?
Not that I recall, but I found it really bizarre. I'm like, why the hell is he wearing black? All the rest of the guys are wearing black pants and white socks. He's wearing everything black.
Daddy.
I didn't hear him say it.
Yeah, they didn't mention it, but thought it was possibly a uniform violation, you know.
Ah, what happened? We would have got a power play and then flubbed it anyway.
Yeah, it didn't matter. 5-on-3, and that was a disaster. And of course, I caught the end of that Pittsburgh Flyer game yesterday. And I'll tell you what, you can tell who are ready, who the league's kissing, whose ass they're kissing, because how does Laviolette get a bigger fine than Granato? Considering that, you know, Osma.
Yeah, they got it. The fix is in. It's Crosby.
Why are you playing the Godfather?
Because.
I want to know something. The funny thing was, it was a clean, solid hit. There was nothing wrong with the check at all. It was shoulder to shoulder. You know what? The guy had his head down.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Hopefully tomorrow night we get it done. We beat Filthy up. And
hey, I just, you know what, at this point, just get the point.
Exactly.
I want to win, but I'll take the point just to wrap everything up.
And at this point, I'd like to say, this show is over.
You go now.
You, Thank you, Howie, for joining us. Thank you, everybody. We're now in podcast time. We're on Facebook. We're Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We're on, where else are we, Howie? We got our own, we're everywhere.
Penny Saver.
All over the... So who won the T-shirt?
Well, I got to collect everybody who... I got to look up everybody that retweeted. I've got like 60 retweets to go through. And then I'll throw everybody's name in a hat, and maybe I'll let Megan let Megan pick a name out of the hat, and we'll see who wins the T-shirt. Newman's been on my for an hour. I want to win the T-shirt. Can I win the T-shirt? Like, what is this, WWF?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Have your girlfriend buy you one? She buys you everything else.
Ah!
Oh, too soon?
No, it's just right. All right, guys. Good night. I love you.
All right, fellas. We'll see you Wednesday night.
All right.
Good night.
Later.
Yep, bye.